www.ChristianLegal.com.
Is What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hennen along with Mark Skogerbo, also known as Mark the Freedom Poet, host of the Common Sense Club every weekday afternoon from 2 until 5. And we love starting the day on the Flag Family, both as the host of What's On Your Mind, yours truly, and Mark, Common Sense Club, to set the table on the day ahead. And it's hard to do today, a busy day, I might add, with Senator Heidi Heitkamp joining us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Taking a full hour of phone calls, and if you want to get your calls in advance, you can. But we encourage you to call and talk directly with Senator Heitkamp. We're very appreciative that she's taking an hour out of her schedule to take calls from our audience, and we're looking forward to that conversation. Judy Estenson is going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour, and she is a Republican candidate for Ag Commissioner. We have a Republican Ag Commissioner right now,
wow,
a fellow by the name of Doug Gehring. And is it Gehring or Gehring? I should know by now. I think I say it different every time I talk to him. I think it's actually Doug Gehring. But Doug is the Republican incumbent Ag Commissioner. He's announced for re-election, but the North Dakota Farm Bureau has announced that they are supporting a Republican challenger, Judy Estenson, who's she's a nurse and a farm wife from up near Devil's Lake. And she's going to join us on the program. She announces this morning, and will join us shortly after announcing on her way to Fargo. But it's going to be a bit of a shocker in the Republican Party circles. I'm sort of thinking she's like a Republican Kevin Cramer. You know what I mean? Because you just don't do this, right? You don't challenge Republican incumbents. We're going to find out why she's doing that. There's some speculation that that there are some things in the personnel file of Doug Gehring that would make him a vulnerable candidate in a general election come November. Rob Port of the Say Anything blog has a story about that today under the headline, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Admits to Inappropriate Office Conduct. So I'll put that up on our Facebook page now. You can check that out and make your own decisions there. So anyway, we have a busy program today. We're going to tackle all of that. Welcome your calls right now. If you were at last night's Freedom Club meeting in Grand Forks, I'd love to hear from you this hour on what you thought. Mark, that was a fun night last night in Grand Forks, wasn't it?
Really solid. What a bunch of great people came from all over the place. Arvilla, Bemidji, a lot of towns is represented, and a whole bunch of people from Minnesota fired up about their caucuses tonight. Tonight's when the next 3 years of politics really starts.
You know, we asked at one point how many people are here from Minnesota, how many from North Dakota, and there was I'd probably say a third of the crowd was Minnesota. By the way, the room was packed again. I mean, it was standing room only. They gave us an overflow room, and we're getting to the point where we're outgrowing these venues at the Pizza Ranch, but we want to be at the Pizza Ranch as long as we can. So the next meetings we have, both in Fargo and in Grand Forks, we're going to plan on eating in the main dining area and then only having chairs in the meeting room so we can get more of you in there. But it's a pleasant problem, and last night was just a whole lot of fun. It really was.
Just great, and I love the music. Great.
Yeah, talk about the music for a moment. The music and the charity of the night were two of the, I think, the more wonderful things. You talk about the music, and I'll talk about Jake, Mark.
Okay, because, you know, that whole Jake thing was born on our program. Anyway, the music... A guy by the name of Greg Hager has written more music and produced it in CD form than any other North Dakotan in history. He's got many, many CDs, and he's great. He's a Christian. He sings with a country style, but he's got he has a 12-string like Gordon Lightfoot, and he plays it. He's got fingernail put on by a fingernail shop, so he's got these built-in finger picks, and he finger picks it. And the thing that was so enchanting about him, he wrote a song having talked to returning veterans about how you don't have to die to be a hero. And that was a song that's sort of the theme song for this whole Jake Runzel idea about giving love and encouragement and support to PTSD. And it was just great. There were several moist eyes, and You know, he sang for 10 minutes, and then right before we did the Pledge of Allegiance, he sang that you don't have to die to be a hero. And it really set the tone. And then Father Sherman with his great invocation, just a great night.
It really was. And by the way, I posted a photo of a World War II vet, Father William Sherman, and also an Iraq War vet in our friend Jake Runzel, who suffers from post-traumatic syndrome. He has it, and he's talked to Mark about it. He's gone so far as giving out his phone line, his telephone number, so people call him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's now helping with a service dog project specifically for vets. And he was there last night. We passed a hat for him, and people were pouring money into a hat. It was the neatest thing ever. And he was embarrassed by it, saying, "Oh my gosh, I can't. What am I?" You know. And he sent me a note last night saying, "You know, I'm going to pray about how to use these funds to best help not me but other veterans." And really, it was a neat deal. And Mark, you've really done a great job of giving Jake voice and really helping him in a really tough time. And it's been fun to watch.
You know, to see, and that happened when we had the Green Beret thing on the air, that came together. He offered his phone number. Now he's helped another guy overcome his pride and get some help, another guy that was white hot crisis. And, he had another one of his men from the Air Force base there that was in his command. And this thing has got some power to it because we've got to stand up with these heroes, welcome them home so they don't have to suffer the terror and the bad memories alone. And certainly until we get a government that cares about veterans and wants to refurbish their everything that's coming to them and more, we need to stand in the gap and make sure that they know that the vast majority of us really appreciate what they're doing, and we're going to help them.
You bet we are. We'll stop at nothing to help them. You know, as I said last night, I mean, there's a lot to love about the people that attend Freedom Club meetings, but the veterans are the ones who just absolutely ought to be the folks we walk on broken glass for. I mean, they fight and die for freedom, and to have special heroes with us like Father Sherman, a World War II vet, who told me a great story one time when he was in his own pastoral way, telling me to be a little more positive about the future. He said, "I was in World War II. I was in Japan after we killed hundreds of thousands of Japanese and carpet bombed Japan in retaliation, appropriately, in many views. And history looks back and look what happened to us at Pearl Harbor. Of course we were going to attack, right? Well, we did in a mighty way, to the point Japan was leveled. Japan was nothing but chimneys. That's all it was. I mean, it was just carpet bombed. And Japan came back. In a pretty extraordinary way. You look at how Japan rebuilt. His point in telling me that story was that, you know, we're not where Japan was. You know, things are, you know, they're ebbing and flowing, and we're certainly on the bottom trying to build back up in many ways, economically, culturally, in a lot of different ways. But we're not where Japan was post-World War II, right? And so, in other words, are things tough? Yeah. Are things a little worrisome for the future? You bet. Ronald Reagan said it best. You know, freedom's never more than one generation away from extinction. Think about that. We're going to celebrate his birthday later this week. Freedom never more than one generation away from extinction. Wow. And yet, when you see a room full of folks like last night, you say, there's hope. And Father Sherman, as I was chatting with him on the way out the door, said, boy, what an inspiring crowd. What, it's so great to know. And so there is optimism. There is hope. You lose hope, forget about it. So to see Father Sherman, there, a World War II vet, and to see Jake Runzel there, an Iraq War vet that suffers from PTSD and has a hotline to help fellow vets. And I posted on Facebook last night before we hit the sack that, you know, if you're a vet that needs support, call him, email him. And there's his email address. There's his phone number, 320-491-4825, or J.B. Runzel, R-U-N-Z-E-L, J like Jake, B like boy, Runzel, R-U-N-Z-E-L, at Reagan.com.
I love that URL.
You cannot keep your pain to yourself. For all the people that love you and for all of us that appreciate your sacrifice, you've done enough. Now you need to get well. You need to get the love and the support you deserve. Jake can help you. He's been there, done that.
Sure has. And to all the vets and all the folks that came out last night, hey, we appreciate you. We really do. And we're going to focus our energy on the next Freedom Club gathering, which will be a statewide event. We've had events in Tioga, a couple in Grand Forks, a couple in Fargo. We have folks in Jamestown that want to mobilize in other places, which we're happy to do. But we'll do it after a statewide event. And by the way, statewide meaning for North Dakotans, for Minnesotans, for all of us. And that is
Upper Midwest event.
Yeah, there you go. It's really a heartland event. It's a heartland Freedom Club gathering because we'll have Iowa representation there and South Dakota representation there. So circle the date, March 15th.
March 15th. Saturday at the venue, formerly the Hub.
And by the way, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is officially invited and considering strongly. We're going to get together when I'm in D.C. later this month being a part of that event. Anyway, looking forward to that. Mark and I will be back to talk about Giving Hearts Day and a great charity next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on What's on Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I am Scott Hanlon. By the way, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but we do need to get back to the topic at hand about was actually yesterday's Fargo Forum. Story about how NDSU has paid out over $700,000 in settlements with employees since 2009. And they have a library dean they were going to fire. and then decided, no, we'll keep you on the payroll and we'll give you like $300,000. It's just mind-boggling what the heck is going on here. We need to talk about that. We also have other news that we're going to cover on the program, including, by the way, George Sinner making a rather bizarre statement that he's reached a decision on the U.S. House race, but now he has to get others to agree. I got to decipher that. So we have to tackle that story for you. And as I mentioned, Judy Estenson, a nurse and farmer from Devil's Lake, has announced her candidacy for the Ag Commission post, now held by an incumbent Republican, Doug Goring. And Rob Port has a story about this. I've just linked to it on our Facebook page, where the commissioner is admitting some inappropriate office conduct. I guess you need to decide whether that's a firing offense or not, but check that out. And we'll be talking about all that and more on the program. Also, Keystone XL Pipeline remains in the news for our friends in the Bakken. And it's just not about the Bakken. Of course, ask anybody in Castleton if they care about what's happening in the amount of rail traffic with oil and how many trucks could be reduced, train loads of oil could be reduced if we do have the Keystone Pipeline. All that we'll chat about today on the program that we call What's on Your Mind. As we've mentioned, we are counting down the days to Giving Hearts Day, which is the 13th of February. And with Mark in the studio in Fargo is a special guest that is one of our top 10 picks for Giving Hearts Day. We've selected top 10, 10 of our favorite charities that we're encouraging you to support. When you do it on Giving Hearts Day, you double your donation. So what's not to love about that? Mark, introduce our fine guest here so we can find out more about this very worthy cause.
Well, you know, when you lose something, don't you feel good when you find it? And the older I get, the more time I'm on these searches for my keys and everything. Like I said, where did I put my vitamins? Well, of course they were where they belonged, and I was looking in the fridge and everything. But imagine if you've lost your identity. What if you've lost your self-control to an addiction? What if you're losing your family and your job? Lost and Found Ministry is just great. There are people you can go and talk to. And I'm here with Denise Peterson. I've already had the delight of talking with her once about this addiction intervention. You can come and talk. And why don't you just tell us about your great ministry?
Well, good morning. Thank you. I just want to say thank you again for choosing us to be one of your top 10 nonprofits. We feel very honored to be among that group of very worthy causes in this community. Lost and Found Ministry is a ministry of Trinity Lutheran Church in Moorhead, and we've been around for 26 years. We offer help for those lost in another's addiction. We help the family members especially figure out what to do. You know, that pain, that crazy-making stuff that goes on when you're living with somebody whom you love dearly but who is lost in their addiction. What do you do? Well, give us a call at 218-287-2089 at Lost and Found Ministry. We're there to listen, to give some advice if that's appropriate, and help guide you on what you need to do, oftentimes for yourself, as well as for your loved one.
We forget that a little bit. You know, Denise, I'm a product of an alcoholic family. My dad, rest his soul, was an alcoholic, and his father was an alcoholic, and his mother was an alcoholic, and so sadly it was in his genes. And you know, we as a family never really dealt with that. My dad had treatment, but you know, we didn't really, you know, go there as far as the counseling. I mean, we'd go through the mandatory stuff, but we didn't deal with it as a family. And I didn't realize until I got married. And all of a sudden you have a family, and then you realize the ramifications of that really just ripple down for generations. And it really, the individual getting help is important, but boy, as important, so that cycle of addiction can be broken, the family members, the others involved in that addiction, that's extraordinarily important, isn't it?
Oh, Scott, you have just nailed it on the head. That's absolutely right. And we do find that the treatment does work for those who go to treatment. And there are family programs that are part of treatment systems. But then they end. And loved ones have to go home and make it work. And you're still caught in your past habits of thinking, of doing, of reacting, of do I trust, do I not trust? How do I do this? this is where we find kind of a gap in our work here in the Fargo-Moorhead and extended area, actually, of helping family members. And that is our work, our calling, and our dream at Lost and Found Ministry, to help family members, just as you experienced, to work through, you know, what do I do now? How do I react to this? This is how I reacted in the past because he or she did this. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be a new creation, a new person. So, you know, we ask you, give us a call, talk to us. Let's see what we can do to give you a hand.
And if somebody needs intervention, they can help, Scott.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm curious, you know, obviously Giving Hearts Day is a chance to double your donation. So if you appreciate the cause, you can double it. Tell us how you use the funds. Tell us what you need.
Oh, very, very good. Yes, we have, through the generous donors at Lost and Found Ministry, donations up to $6,000, $10 to $6,000 will be doubled on that day when donations are made online at impactgiveback.org. And we use the funds to help our counseling program. We have a great library with $250,000 worth of materials that you wouldn't believe until you enter the building and say, wow, they know me here. They have materials on things I've been wondering about, anger, marriage, divorce, remarriage, ADHD, I'm getting out of prison and I don't want to use again. How do I deal with that? Many materials about being human. So we support the library, we support our counselors so we can keep fees as low as possible. We have programs, groups, support groups, one called the Help Me Please series. Help Me Please, My Loved Ones Drinking and Using is Making Me Crazy. And that's a direct quote from people who attend. Our outreach, being able to talk to members of communities, and, you know, we talk to a lot of pastors who call us and say, I have a parishioner, I don't know what to do. And we sometimes caution, say, yeah, it's probably, you know, beyond your skills here, come on over, let's talk. Or, yes, you know, this is something that you could be comfortable doing. So that is what the ministry is all about.
Well, it's just terrific, and she showed me some great stuff for kids, too, about smoking, about pot. Great instruction that stands against a lot of the baloney our culture's feeding our kids.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Two final quick questions. The addictions that you deal with most often in Lost and Found Ministry and specialize in, and how folks can find out more about you, Denise.
You know, alcoholism is still the most prevalent addiction, as well as tobacco use, of course. But you can find out about us at 218-287-2089 or stop by at 111 7th Street South in Moorhead. We're open 8 to 5 during the Monday through Friday, and in the evenings, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Denise.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On your line. Hi, friends. Scott Hennett along with Mark the Freedom Poet. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club 2 to 5. Also is the director of our Freedom Club efforts, which, by the way, we had a fabulous night in Grand Forks last night. I want to hear from some of our listeners. I asked all of them to write down this number, 855-200-1776. So this is their homework assignment being coming to fruition here. If you were there last night, call us and tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. Just give us your feedback. You'll help us shape future Freedom Club meetings. 855-200-1776. And, you know, you think you go to Grand Forks and you're going to have, a Freedom Club meeting with folks from Grand Forks. As Mark said, they came from every corner of Minnesota. They came from, Park River. Yana Myrtle did a fabulous job last night talking about Measure 1 that's coming up, getting us all informed on that. Senator Tom Campbell was on his way back from a committee meeting at Bismarck, stopped in and was the last speaker of the night and updated us on a number of things that are happening in the North Dakota legislature, as well as, sharing some news about his reelection efforts as he's seeking reelection up in District 19 in Grafton. So he was great to have him there. Of course, I mentioned Jake Runzel was there, which is great fun. Who else was there, Mark? You were there. Yeah.
Well, Jerry, I was there, and you were there. Jerry Breyer was there and did a great job sharing his faith and talking about the miracle chair, which is just doing really helping people feel better.
Yeah, it is. So we appreciate everybody. And by the way, anybody that's considering advertising or looking to sell more of their goods and services, talk to Jerry Breyer about the power of radio advertising and how, whether he's selling fireworks or precious metals or miracle chairs, not a day passes, as he said last night, 2, 3, 4 people a day come in to look at investing a sizable amount of money in a miracle chair or a sizable amount of money in precious metals. They trust Jerry and his products because they know he supports, our programming. That's powerful. So if we can help you in the advertising department like we've helped him, or if you want to have a conversation to find out how it's worked for him, call us at 855-200-1776, extension 3. And Marie will help you out in that regard. Connect you up with Jerry and help you, talk with Stacy Bossert on our team or Dale Worthington on our team or any of our fine folks that can assist you out in the oil patch. By the way, Kent Birdall, a new member of our team. So if you're in the oil patch looking for advertising, Kent is based out of Williston and is called me yesterday. He was in Grassy Butte and, meeting with the folks all the time. So we appreciate that very much. 855-200-1776, extension 3. And it is important to support the advertisers that support us. North Dakota truck
Brad
wash.
Schmidt did a good job, too.
He kind of had
a different spin on the Coke ad. He's the co-chair also of the Grand Forks Freedom Club group with Jake.
Some folks in Grand Forks will know KNOX 1310 radio. Brad has been doing some auditioning on KNOX. So we've turned him into, he obviously had radio roots before we met Brad. But he came down and was, hung out with us and got to know things. But he lives in Grand Forks, so they heard he'd done some radio and said, well, come in and do some afternoon stuff on KNOX. So he's doing that now as well once in a while, in addition to driving trucks. So, hey, and it's all in the family, this radio thing. So we're supportive of what he's doing there as well. So it's great.
I was on KNOX. I was on KNOX for 10 years while you were on KCNN.
And that's where you really started your Twins. We're going to do a sports report in a moment here. That's where your daily Twins report really started, wasn't it?
It was, right. Well, I was supposed to be talking about pork bellies and soybeans.
you'd talk about the Twins instead,
right?
And you still do. You're still an evangelist for those Twins, despite how horrible they are. But they're family, as we've talked about. So anyway, we'll save the sports for a minute here. Did you read that story in yesterday's forum about the library dean getting this big $300,000 payoff and a job? And about go, are you kidding me? If anybody ran a business like this, they'd be fired in 10 seconds. Now, I don't know whether to blame the legal system. Because I don't doubt what, I think they quoted a lawyer from Vogel Law Firm saying, well, this is really smart because if they don't do this, they'll get sued and the attorney's fees and everything else will cost more. I get all that. And so to me, that's an indictment of the system as well. That just says how trial lawyers are a plague on society when it comes to what your pocketbook ultimately is impacted by. I mean, we need tort reform in so many ways. It's unbelievable. And lawyers win no matter who wins, right? Win or lose, lawyers win. And so I understand there's an economic reality. But, for once, it would be fun to see even academia, even a state-funded institution say, we're going to stand on principle. We've got enough in this woman's file from her coworkers that she's this tyrant. And I'm sorry to use those terms, but, anybody, if the reporting was accurate in the forum, and they had a leak in a roof, and some employees decided to just do proper protocol. After all, they're in a library, right? So a leak in a roof could be dangerous to precious materials. And these people help, and their boss chastised them, said, what do you guys want, some kind of janitor? You're not a janitor. Let a janitor clean that up. We don't mess with leaks. I'm thinking, really? That's not the North Dakota way. I don't care if you're the president of the university. If there's a leak in a roof in a library, you help, don't you? Did you see that part of the story, Mark? I mean, that offended me
to my
core.
Just shocking. That's absolutely right. That's one of the things that that is so unique to the Upper Midwest is people just pitch in. Flood time or challenge time or harvest time, they pitch in.
Yeah, no wait for somebody to go through proper protocol and get a bucket. And some janitor, and that's like, what I didn't like about that is that she was suggesting somehow that there was a different class of people that deal with leaks. That somehow
right.
they're lesser than. That's what I didn't care for in that comment at all. I really didn't. So I don't know this woman from Boo. I don't know her heart, but I didn't like that story.
No. It just seems out of whack.
Yeah, and this George Sinner thing is really odd, too. I don't get this. George Sinner says he's reached a decision on whether to challenge Republican incumbent Kevin Cramer in November for North Dakota's lone seat, but he just isn't saying what it is. I've made my decision. I've just got to get some other people to agree with my decision. That's bizarre. What the heck does that mean? I mean, George.
He wants the party behind him.
Well, they're going to be behind him. It's George Sinner, for crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, that's the craziest statement I've ever heard in my life. Just be mum and tell you to. I like George. I don't like his politics, but he's a nice enough guy, and he's a business guy, and he's an American federal. I mean, he's talking like a politician now. Don't be a politician. Just be a person. Anyway, we'll continue to follow that, whatever the decision is. It's rather bizarre. But anyway, Mark has some sports here for you. Mark, what's happening?
Well, the Timberwolves and the Wild now, as we're post-Super Bowl, although Seattle's claiming to be the best ever D, and I'll tell you what they did to some people say one of the best ever quarterbacks in his team. It's got to be legit, you know. Then that's the exact quote from a headline in the Minneapolis Trib this morning. The Timberwolves and the Wild are now on their playoff run, and they have played games, many, many games, both of them very close games, and they've beaten the best teams. They can beat anybody on a given night. It's the other nights in between that have been a challenge. Like the Timberwolves have lost 10 out of 11 games by 4 points or less. You know, only one within 4 points have they won. Now they got Peck hurt, so Turiaf is coming in, and he's shown some real hops, some real intensity filling in for Peck. But Peck, he's up around 19, 20 points and 12 rebounds. He's the number one scorer in the paint in the league. People call him the strongest or one of the two or three strongest centers in all of basketball. So we're going against the Lakers tonight, and we're, you know, halfway home. The Wild are also playing, and it's time. Koivu is probably going to still be out for the rest of the week until they get back from the big break for the Olympics. And Granlund is stepping up. Parisi is back playing great. And they, right now, they're well into the playoff hunt, but they've, you know, they've lost a couple of close games and in overtime games as well. So this is the time when they really need to step up. It's just fun to see the bounce in their step when they have this magic. Sometimes they just light up. The explosive passes of Kevin Love, the through the legs dribbling and passing of Rubio, the magician. And then when he starts hitting, they're just unbeatable. When he starts shooting the baskets, that's, if I could have one wish, I wish Ricky Rubio could up his percentage about 15%. Then we've got, you know, Kmart that's shooting wonderful, just a great scoring man that gets a lot of 20-pointers. And Kevin Love got 40 points the other night. And here he is on the starting lineup of the Western All-Star team for the first time. He's been an All-Star twice but now he was voted to the starting lineup. So we've got a great team, and they haven't been to the playoffs for a decade. And we have real hope. We've got a real team. We got some real depth. Corey Brewer came back from Denver with some class, some intensity. He explodes to the basket. His fast break performance is just stunning. So they are fun. And we got Budinger, well, nice big 6'10 guy that can drive, shoot, defend, pop threes. We've got it all when we get Peck back, but he is showing kind of a hole in the wall. And when the Wild get Koivu back, they can beat anybody in the league. They are legitimate contenders for Stanley Cup. They've beaten last year's Stanley Cup twice, you know, the Chicago team and then the Anaheim Ducks. They beat them in Anaheim and thereby have won by far the most points in all of hockey. So very, it's encouraging. Usually by this time of year, spending more time watching golf than I want to. Of course, we are already beginning to move closer and closer to the World Olympics, the greatest show on earth, folks. I mean, it's just amazing. And of course, that's against the backdrop of security in Russia, where they've got all kinds of Chechenian Muslims who want to have their own state, independent movement, and these people are terrorists. They believe there are three or four black widows. These are wives of Islam terrorists that have died either by self blowing them up or being killed. They believe that they're wives of martyrs, and they are willing to go and blow themselves up because of their great hatred for Putin and the Russian government. They want very much to give a black eye to Russia. And, you know, there's some people just aren't going to the Olympics for that kind of fear. We're going to be back with more of What's on Your Mind and Scott Hennin in just a minute.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'll tell you what's on my mind. A Giving Hearts Day. It's coming up soon. Valentine's Day, you can't forget that, right? Folks.
That's right.
Valentine's Day is all about the love, right? And the day before Valentine's Day is a way to double the love and double it for great charities, one of which includes the Perry Center. And Ben Larson is here from the Perry Center to tell us why a week from Thursday you have a chance to double your donation and do an incredible thing. If you haven't seen the movie Giving Shelter, go see the movie Giving Shelter. And in the movie is a really a model of what the Perry Center is.
in the way it shares love. And that's why we're on fire for the Perry Center and hope you'll consider helping them. Ben, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Well, but Pat is here and Ben isn't here, so...
Oh, Pat is here. Well, all
Pat
the
is here.
This is, Pat, I was thinking Ben was here, but Pat is, of course, Pat Larson and her late husband, Daryl Larson, formed the Perry Center. The incredible, genius of this idea really was Pat and Daryl and Pat. I know will forgive me for thinking her son was here today since I'm sitting in Bismarck. How are you today, Pat?
I'm good. Good to hear from you, Scott.
So just to share a little bit about what the Perry Center is all about for folks.
Well, the Perry Center started with an idea back in the early 80s of working with young women that were pregnant, struggling with finding a place to live. And Dr. Perry, David and Judy Perry, were friends of ours. And he had a habit of, Judy always said, bringing his work home with him by being an OBGYN. And he would have a young single mom that was pregnant and he was caring for, and she had nowhere to live. And so they, through his 18 years of medical practice, had housed and cared for 56 unwed mothers in their home. So we kind of picked it up from there, and as we got involved and offering an opportunity and a place for young women that are struggling with, what are they going to do? Are they going to have this baby? Where are they going to live? And if they are planning on keeping it, they need some direction. And so we just stepped in. We started not with the idea really necessarily of a facility, but we just started taking some girls into our home.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, here we are.
And here's Ben.
Yeah. I'm here.
Ben and so Pat and Ben both here. All right, very good. Well, you didn't make a liar out of me then when I introduced Ben.
So
Pat, talk about how lives are impacted by what you do at the Perry Center. You described very well how this started and the genesis of this. Just walk us through how you change lives.
Well, our goals are to take these young women and meet them where they're at. We're not the fixer of everything, but to let them know that they're loved and that they have value and worth, and wherever they've come from and whatever their past has been, that they can make a difference and change. So they're welcomed in. They have a place to stay. They have good food to eat. We have house parents that is a family that live there, and they have family meals together. We have social workers that counsel with them, get them services, get them to doctor appointments. They have daily devotions. They're required to go to church on Sunday, keep their rooms clean. We operate as a family. So everybody does something. They're not, I always say, pregnancy isn't a disease. it's a time to, become part of a family. And so many of these young women have never experienced how a real family should work. So we try to work with that.
Well, you do it and do it well. And by the way, their website is fabulous. It gives you an idea of what they do, how they do it, what they need. Ben, give us the elevator pitch here. Why should folks support the Perry Center, and what do you do with those dollars?
Well, there are all sorts of things. For instance, one of the things that we need, I'm sure that you need, is toilet paper. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You need salt, pepper. There's all sorts of things that you need to run a place like this. When it becomes, like Pat said, a family environment, there's so many daily expenses and so many daily things that happen. Everything from gas to fill the van, which somebody generously gave recently. We'll talk a little bit about that too. But your donations coming in don't just go into a mass account and then get used by things that you don't need, paying exorbitant salaries or things like that. It really goes into the education and the time and the just the creating that environment for these girls. Because I think what's important to go back to is really a lot of these girls that come, and even some of the guys that are involved in this situation as well, is they really come from broken homes. They come from homes that are maybe even on the outside they look like they're okay, but there's an element that's missing. It's that family get together time where you can just sit down on a couch and talk, and that's something that I know that Betty and a lot of the other people there, they always have an open door, you know, for these girls that where they sit down and are willing to listen. So when your money does come in through Giving Hearts or any other time, it definitely goes to a hardworking ministry. That's all I can say.
That's saving babies too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, and this is
changing lives.
You bet. These are folks in situations they didn't expect. They don't know where to turn. They help. Their mission, quite simply, the purpose of the Perry Center, to minister the love of Jesus Christ to single women experiencing an unplanned pregnancy by providing for their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs in a residential setting. And you can help that. PerryCenter.org. Double your donation on Giving Hearts Day. We'll be telling you more about them in the coming days.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.